This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You know, this is actually interesting. Rod Rosenstein and Robert Mueller claim, well, actually, they're alleging. They don't even claim to know this for sure. They're alleging that the Russians hacked the DCCC and the DNC. But this is confusing to me because the DCCC and the DNC refused to turn their servers over. So how does Rod Rosenstein and Robert Mueller know that when they didn't cooperate with the investigation and refused to turn their servers over? Boy, that is an amazing assumption to make. Wonder how they reached that conclusion. Of course, they didn't conclude that. They're just alleging that, like Paul Manafort being in jail for alleged attempting. I don't care what you put behind that. You can't lock someone up for alleged attempting. This is America. So I'm now joined by Larry Klayman, the founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch, where you can see his work at freedomwatchusa.org. Short segment here. Larry will be with us for two more segments on the other side. But, I mean, Larry, this is pretty incredible stuff, considering everything we've seen from the fake Russian collusion probe. For them to now reach this point right before Trump meets with Putin, what does it tell you? Does it tell you how desperate they are, or do you really believe that the Russians are responsible for all this hacking?
Oh, and you raise an excellent point. Yeah, how do they know this if they don't have access to the DNC servers? And, of course, they don't have access, the FBI and Mueller, because what's on those DNC servers will be extremely incriminating for the Democratic National Committee, Hillary Clinton, and others. But, yeah, this is political hackery. This is exactly what we've seen with Robert Mueller. It's more than a witch hunt. They're trying to impede, they're trying to destroy this summit with Vladimir Putin, which is coming up in just a day or so. And it's quite obvious why this was done now. And the fact that you have this very corrupt Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein announcing this on behalf of Mueller, on behalf of the Justice Department, with an inner Attorney General Sessions, who buries his head in the sand because he too is under investigation by Mueller for alleged Russian collusion. It tells you that our Justice Department has become a political entity. It's not a Department of Justice anymore. It's a Department of Injustice.
Yeah, and what does it tell you that Rod Rosenstein is out here making the statement and Sessions is nowhere to be found? I mean, it's almost like they're pushing Rosenstein on us just to rub it in our face.
Absolutely. Well, he's on a jihad, Rosenstein, literally. Because he's been stung by certain people on Capitol Hill that asked him tough questions. Of course, nothing happens on Capitol Hill, but he doesn't like the questions anyway. And he doesn't like the president criticizing him directly and indirectly. And he's probably on orders from Sessions, who, you know, the president would like to see gone, to do a number on Trump. At this point, it's warfare between the president and the Justice Department. It's warfare between the American people and the Justice Department. You know, and I'm an alumnus of the Justice Department, I'm absolutely disgusted at this whole thing, and that's why we're actually going to be doing our own grand juries for the American people in Dallas and other places, because we need to take justice into our own hands. We don't have a justice system anymore. We'll do it peacefully and legally, but we have the right to impanel, to indict, to try, to convict, sentence, and even do citizens' arrests peacefully and legally. The Clintons, Comey, Mueller, intelligence agency chiefs under Obama, and Obama himself are our prime targets. So this is a Justice Department which is spinning wildly out of control, which does not represent the interests of either President Trump or the American people. And Rod Rosenstein is the poster boy of the corruption over there.
I want to talk more about that on the other side, because, that's just an incredible move that you're making over there at freedomwatchusa.org. And I'd like to talk about that. But, you know, isn't it funny, Larry, when you founded Judicial Watch, what was it, just over 20 years ago, part of the original investigations were into Hillary Clinton and illegally having classified documents. Isn't it funny that still to this day you're investigating the same damn thing?
Absolutely. And we're not just investigating, we're bringing cases. I mean, I have a lawsuit going up to the Supreme Court for Hillary's wrongful death actions, which killed two of our clients' sons, Ty Woods and Sean Smith, at Benghazi, because her server was hacked and the terrorists found the coordinates of Ambassador Chris Stevens and killed everybody. So we bring hard-hitting cases. I'm tired, Owen, and this is why I like
it. And the people are tired. I'm tired with you. And we'll be right back with more.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Larry Klayman has been doing great work, founded Judicial Watch, and is now running FreedomWatchUSA.org. Larry, I was unaware of this campaign that you talked about in the last segment. I'm not sure how much you've talked about this, but I'd really like to hear more about this. What is it exactly that you are planning on doing with FreedomWatchUSA.org to bring justice to high treasonous criminals like Clinton and Obama that we don't get from the Justice Department?
Thank you, Owen, for raising that. I'm tired of watching TV, not InfoWars, because you guys tell it like it is, and that's why I love being on here, but offering this false hope that something's going to happen. We just saw the hearings on Capitol Hill yesterday. Yes, it exposed who Peter Strzok is, but Congress isn't going to do anything. Our Justice Department is just doing stuff which is negative, which actually harms the president and the country. And, of course, other branches of government have been inert, too. So we need to take matters into our own hands. And Justice Antonin Scalia, in 1992, in a case styled the United States versus Williams, said that the grand jury doesn't belong to the three branches of government. It belongs to the American people. Now, up to July 1st of 1870, we didn't even have a Justice Department. So the American people needed to mete out justice. And we have the right to do that under our Constitution. So what I'm proposing to do in Dallas, Philadelphia, and other cities around the country is to impanel grand juries from neutral voter rolls to put forward evidence. We've got enough evidence. We don't need any more information here to indict the Clintons, to indict Mueller, to indict Comey, to indict John Brennan, former head of the CIA, James Clapper, former head of the Director of National Intelligence, and Obama himself. We've got enough. And then we will try these individuals in front of either a retired judge or someone who's neutral. We will obtain convictions. I'm convinced the evidence is overwhelming. We will then sentence these individuals, and we'll seek to arrest them peacefully and legally. What else? What other choice do we have? Our country does not have a justice system. We have an attorney general and a deputy attorney general who are absent on the job and are actually working against the American people and trying to destroy the president himself. The president, who I think is doing a fantastic job, and this, of course, gets back to what Rosenberg, that's a Freudian slip, Rosenstein did just today, is that he's trying to derail the Putin-Trump summit. He's trying to embarrass the president. He's trying to humiliate the president. So is Mueller. They're working together. These people need to be removed. Now, I also have, Owen, on our website at freedomwatchusa.org, a petition. We have 25,000-plus names right now to have me named special counsel. So in addition to the citizens' grand juries, if I was special counsel, the second one, all these people, I would have the powers of the Justice Department without actually having to take orders from them, and I would indict them, convict them, and have them tried and sentenced as well. So there aren't many people in this country, in fact, I don't know of anyone, if I can maybe toot my own horn a little bit here, who will stick their neck out to this degree. You know, Alex will, you will, others will do it in the media side. I have to do it in the justice system, and not even my former group does that. They get documents, but it's not run by a lawyer. I'm a lawyer of 40 years' experience as a trial lawyer, as a prosecutor. I'll get the job done. I'll bring about justice.
Well, and imagine, I mean, you look at the total rogue state of the Mueller probe right now. Imagine if Larry Klayman had a staff and the same rogue investigatory tactics of Mueller to investigate Mueller or investigate Pelosi and Waters. I mean, it'd be game over for these people. And everybody knows that's the case. Of course, that's the case. You know, and so but what can people do to help you spearhead this movement and to help move it forward?
Well, we need the resources. We're small right now. We're the mouse that roared. We're powerful, but we need to get bigger. These citizens' grand juries are going to be expensive and a lot of logistics, a lot of individuals involved. So go to our website at freedomwatchusa.org. Don't just sign the petition to have me named special counsel. We need 100,000 signatures to get the president's attention. He's so preoccupied right now with serious crises. But also donate to our cause. Join our Freedom Watches Justice League. I just started this because this movie, for instance, which I saw a couple times on the plane going back to Washington in the last few weeks, really tells you that the American people can do it. We are the superheroes. We don't have to depend on government.
No, that's right.
You know, the superheroes of Justice League didn't look to the Justice Department to do it. They did it for themselves. So it's a good analogy. So go to freedomwatchusa.org, donate to our cause. It's tax deductible. Sign the petitions. Get our newsletters. Become part of our Citizens Army, our Justice League.
And look, you know, this is hitting me more than ever right now, Larry. And I know that you've been there, obviously. I mean, you've been working Judicial Watch, Freedom Watch. You're now organizing this. It's time to get active. It's time to get engaged. We as Americans have a duty to protect this republic. It is under threat. It is under siege right now. Our government's totally corrupt. It's been corrupt. It's way too big. We've got these huge global institutions like NATO that do nothing for us. It's time to shut it all down. People need to get engaged and active. They need to understand. I'm not calling for a bunch of minion protests in the street. We're not calling for a bunch of craziness. We're not calling for violence. We're saying it's time for us to organize. It's time for everyone that listens to this show to go to freedomwatchusa.org, sign the petition, tell your friends and family, get engaged, get active. It's now or never, folks. We have the president in the White House. If we have his back, he has every mandate to do whatever is possible to save this republic.
You're right. If he goes down, we're going to have a president 100 times worse than Obama or Clinton, the next president. We can't let that happen. He is our hope in terms of the government, but the American people remain their own hope, as the Justice League is their hope. And if you're tired of watching cable news, not InfoWars, but cable news, and seeing this false hope being served up every night, you know, I watch Fox News too, but it gives you the impression something's happening. Nothing's happening. We know nothing's happening. We've been out there fighting the Clintons for 25 years since I started Judicial Watch, and now I run Freedom Watch. I have a finding that Bill Clinton committed a crime when he released the Hot Privacy Act protected files of a woman he harassed in the Oval Office, Kathleen Willey. But now's the time that we have to do it for ourselves and our founding fathers. They risked their lives. They pledged their fortunes and sacred honor to form a new nation. We can at least do citizens' grand juries. We have the legal right to do it. Justice Scalia said we have the right to do it, and we can even enforce it. And we're going to have to do citizens' arrests. I always say peace. We have the right.
Well, and even President Trump said we're going to give the government back to the people. You know what, guys? Let's let Larry get reconnected here, and let's just reconnect with Larry. We're about to go to a break here. His Skype was breaking up. So we'll get Larry back connected here with a solid connection before we go to this break. But he's 100% spot on. Trump said we have to give the government back to the people. That is what Larry is talking about. And I'm going to get the I don't know if he's got dates yet of when he's planning on being in Dallas, Philadelphia. But I want to help get this off the ground and even be present there before we get to this break. And we're rejoined by Larry Klayman on the other side. Support InfoWars. At the same time, folks, we are free to air. We don't get money to air our show. We don't have big corporate sponsors. We have you, the audience, and it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes everything possible. And we are truly cranking at a higher level than we ever have here before at InfoWars, and I'm sure if you're a fan, you're noticing that. So I salute you, the audience, for making it all possible. Take advantage of the extended 4th of July specials, which is free shipping store-wide, 50% off top-selling items like Survival Shield, like Brain Force Plus, like Silver Bullet, like DNA Force Plus, Super Male and Super Female Vitality. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the new Super Silver, which is a topical wound care gel, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the new t-shirts. Check out the ball caps. This is how we fund what we do here. This is how we hire new people. This is how we get satellites so that we can be on televisions around the nation. It's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you're not supporting us financially for whatever reason, at least spread the links. Tell your friends and family. People are waking up. They see what's going on. They don't know where to go to understand it and put it all together. Be like, hey, check out InfoWars. And check out our new app. We just got a new app. Hey, are you confused by all the fake news? You want to find something that makes sense to you? Get the new app, InfoWars Official. It's the brand new app. Tell your friends and family about that app. Share it. Make us bigger than every other news media outlet combined. We'll be right back with Larry Klayman.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Well, Larry Klayman has dragon energy, and he is spearheading a movement to unite the citizens of America against individuals who have committed crimes of high treason against this country. Yes, you know who we're talking about. And as far as I can tell, I don't see anyone else pushing this and for an organization of this like Larry Klayman is doing with FreedomWatchUSA.org. Larry is still with me for another segment. Larry, you mentioned you are planning to have grand jury events in Dallas and Philadelphia. Do you have a date set for those yet?
Yes, it's going to be in and about, as lawyers say, the 25th of September. We need time to ramp up. We need to get names off of voter rolls. You know, go to our website, sign up. We can use some volunteers here, too. And we need to be able to put this in place. But we're going to do it in a very, very professional, ethical, and legal way so it sticks. And it's going to be powerful when we do it. And we're going to set an example. And when we get those sentences, we're going to show up in front of the houses of these people, Hillary Clinton in Kalorama, Washington. Turn yourself in, Hillary, because we have a right to arrest you and put you where you belong. And we're going to ask for a judge to enforce these sentences, the result of our indictments and convictions with the citizens' grand juries. So even if we don't have a judge do it, we can do it on our own peacefully and legally. So, yes, in and around the September 25th, keep posted on our website at freedomwatchusa.org. Sign up, donate, support our cause. This is really our only last hope. And, oh, and, you know, we all watch Fox News and we watch other networks. And we see this false hope every night that something's going to happen. And I've been listening lately, and I hear people saying, well, isn't it great that we got more information out? No, it's not that great. We have enough information to indict and convict these criminals like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton right now. We don't need any more information. What we need is action.
You know, and this is something that's actually kind of been weighing on my mind lately, given just how absurd the news cycle has gotten, how insane the left has gotten. Where, you know, for me, I'm sitting here reflecting upon what I do, saying, is it the best investment of my time on the air to report all the fake news, to cover all the stuff we know that you're talking about? It's like, we already know this. It's like, sometimes I feel like I'm beating my head against a wall. And I think the solution is what you're doing. And I want to do more of this here at InfoWars, where, I mean, yes, we need to cover the fake news to sort it all out, because there's people out there that genuinely don't understand all of it. They're new to this and they want the truth. They want the answers. But at a different level, we have to organize. We have to now get active. We have to do things like start an independent grand jury of citizens like Larry Klayman is doing. We have to plan stunts like they do, where they go out and do a woman's march, you know, as if Trump is the first guy to ever say anything about, you know, a woman's private parts in the history of mankind. Give me a break. Bill Clinton was grabbing him his entire life. So that to me is the next angle of InfoWars. And I think that you're spearheading one movement. So let me know about when you're doing this in Dallas, because, Larry, I want to be there. And I want to be covering it for InfoWars. So just once again, tell the audience where they can go to get information and help out your cause to start an independent grand jury of citizens to bring our own charges and a citizen's arrest against high treason and crime against this country.
Well, thank you, Owen, for offering to do that. I'd like to have what we're doing in real time on InfoWars. And you can be part of it. And everybody needs to be part of it. But, yes, they can go to FreedomWatchUSA.org. FreedomWatchUSA.org. usa.org, that's org, and sign up, because we are deadly serious about this. We are going to bring these citizens' grand juries. We are going to be the People's Justice Department. We already are, but we're putting it into effect now. And I have 40 years of experience that I'm going to draw on to get the job done, to turn this country back to the vision of our founding fathers and to bring about a equal system of justice where the elites, where the arrogant fat cat elites in Washington, D.C., of both political parties walk off scot-free.
Is there anything else you have up your sleeve right now, or is this pretty much your focus at Freedom Watch USA? Is this pretty much where you're investing all of your time and energy now?
Most of it, but I do have other things up my sleeve. For instance, on September 4th, a judge in Washington, D.C. has ordered, one of the few honest judges that was appointed by Bill Clinton, a guy named Emmett Sullivan, that Mueller's going to have to release all of his documentation, his emails of communications with the media. And I'm convinced that's going to show criminal grand jury leaks. We're going to use that to have him indicted with the citizens' grand juries. And we're also hopeful that once that comes out, President Trump will summon up the strength, because he's been getting bad advice from his lawyers, to finally fire Mueller and to fire Rosenstein and to fire Sessions and clean house at the Justice Department. So, yeah, we have a lot of things. I mean, of course, we have our case going to the Supreme Court to hold Hillary Clinton accountable for the wrongful death of our Gold Star family sons, Ty Woods and Sean Smith at Benghazi, because it was her use of a private email server which was hacked, probably by the terrorists, which gave rise to the coordinates of the ambassador, which then allowed the terrorists to kill our client's sons. She has blood on her hands, so we're proceeding with that too. And many other things. You can see it at freedomwatchusa.org, that we are constantly bringing hard-hitting cases. We're coming up with innovative but legal ideas like citizens' grand juries. We just don't get documents, the Freedom of Information Act. We actually take action. We are your Justice Department, the real one.
And you know, I sit here and I think about what you're saying, and it's just like, it's unbelievable. They're thinking about running Hillary again. I mean, this woman is halfway to hell. She's been caught red-handed breaking law after law after law, having a wide-open illegal private server with classified information. Anybody can come in, get information, get this information, kill U.S. soldiers, and then she gets away with it. I mean, I honestly, I just can't believe that we've reached this point. Now, final comments from Larry Kleiman here before we let you go. What do you think comes next as far as what Trump does with this Mueller investigation? Obviously, you've called for him being fired, but they're doubling down. They just did the press conference with Rosenstein today. They're indicting more Russians. They're claiming they're hacking and everything, so they're doubling, tripling, quadrupling down. Do you see that trend continuing, and what does Trump do to stop it?
I see it continuing, and that's why I want to bring about the indictment of Robert Mueller. I want him convicted. I want him put away, because he's on a jihad right now, literally, no less than a legal terrorist. And the fact that there was an indictment today of these Russians was to try to destroy and to embarrass and to humiliate him in his summit with Vladimir Putin. These people are evil to the core. They're literally disciples of the devil, if I might say, analogously. And they need to be taken out legally. And the president, you know, he's not getting good advice from his own in-house lawyers, because he's just getting dragged along. It gets worse and worse and worse. And now the American people are going to have to rise up in his defense and in defense of their own interests.
I think that you have coined a new phrase here. I think Robert Mueller is a legal terrorist. He is a legal terrorist. And this Russia investigation that we know is fake, they claim that they have this information, but the DNC, the DCCC haven't even turned over the server. So how do you have it? Larry Kleiman, thank you so much. You're doing great work. FreedomWatchUSA.org. Folks, go to that website. Support Larry Kleiman. We have to do this. If we're not going to take action for justice and for the Republic, then who will? I guess Russia apparently will. Will America? Let's see it. We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Yes, you hear the thunder? That's the thunder of America, baby. And all the corrupt bureaucrats and politicians are shaking in their little suits and ties. Because they know the American people are awakened to all the crimes and lies that they have been committing to for decades. Wow. You know, to think about Rod Rosenstein saying today, in this indictment, in the indictments of the 12 Russians, that they know that it was the Russians that hacked the DNC and DCCC servers miraculously, considering that the DCCC and the DNC refused to turn those servers over. And I still say, if it was the Russians that released all of this data and all these documents on all the corruption going on in the Democrat Party, which then resulted in Hillary losing because she was so corrupt and the Democrats were so corrupt, is that not a good thing? I don't know. But in London, we know this. They hate Donald Trump. They really don't know why, but they know they hate him. And they're marching. And they've got their Trump balloon. And so Paul Joseph Watson joins me now. Well, Paul, are you having fun? It seems like you're having some fun with these protesters out there.
Well, it's always fun to highlight their idiocy, Owen, because they don't know what they're talking about. We have this Trump balloon big event. 1 week or more, probably 10 days of sustained, hardcore, intense media coverage, mainstream media coverage. This was going to be the big event. This was going to be the big rallying call. And this is not to say that they haven't got decent numbers in terms of protesters later on today. But this balloon event, this was the big deal. This was the entire media play for the whole week. The massive, the huge, the gigantic Trump balloon. And there you see on screen right there, in the middle of central London, in the main square, Parliament Square, they got about, what, 400-500 people max? After 1 week of sustained mainstream media coverage, this was a global story. And you have to consider the fact, Owen, that tourists are milling around the area constantly. So I'd say at least a quarter of the bodies you see in that photograph are going to be tourists anyway, at least around the edges. So it was a pathetic failure. Of course, at the start of this, some people reacted in the wrong way. Some people on the right, Trump supporters, were saying, you know, oh, this is so offensive, they shouldn't be allowed to do that. No, that's not how you react. That is getting triggered. The proper way to react is to laugh, because this was completely pathetic. It was billed as a large protest, as you see there, BBC large-scale protest. It was billed as a giant, huge balloon that would fly over Parliament. In fact, if you go on my Twitter account right now, there's a meme that I posted, what I expected and what I got. And the way they promoted it was that this would be flying over the Houses of Parliament. It would be flying over London. They got it about 40 feet in the air. You couldn't even see it over the nearest adjacent building. So nobody could see it unless they were in that sparse group of people within the square. And it was tiny. It was too small to be seen. It was up there in the air for less than 2 hours. Then it came down. People were asking me, oh, how do I find the Trump balloon? I want to go and see the Trump balloon. It already come down by the time people were asking, or by the time anyone cared about it. So the proper reaction was to laugh at it, because you knew it was going to be a pathetic failure. And that's exactly what turned out to happen.
Yeah, I remember when they first released this story a week or so ago, they were dubbing it a blimp. They were saying they have confirmed the Trump baby blimp. Blimps are actually big. What you have there is a party balloon. That was pathetic.
Yeah. It's not exactly Goodyear blimp size, is it? But the thing to think about as well with this is, you know, we had a fundraiser, I at least helped with it, and they've got a big event coming up next month, for a Sadiq Khan baby balloon. And the thing is, even though with intense 10-day media coverage for this Trump blimp, the giant blimp that wasn't, they raised £30,000. And by the way, how on earth does this party balloon cost £30,000? That's about $40,000. What on earth are they doing with that money, by the way? But we raised more money than they did in 30 days in 3 days. It shows you how pathetic the mainstream media is now. They can barely get 500 people to a protest. It takes them a month to raise £30,000. We did it in 3 days. And there's going to be a big event next month with people, victims of violent crime in London, victims of the Sadiq carnage, getting up on stage, giving speeches. It's going to be a big, big protest event, bigger than this one, I can promise you that, and hopefully a bigger balloon. But that's already completely funded. In fact, they're getting close to like £60,000 at this point, which is about $80,000, in about the space of a week, with no positive mainstream media coverage. So, again, that just shows you how committed, how loyal our audience and the true freedom, the true free speech audience is. We completely kicked their butt on fundraising with no media attention. This was a complete failure. And our event, or at least the one that I'm supporting, is going to be a giant success.
And you've got the Tommy Robinson march tomorrow as well that I'm expecting to be massive. But I'm just curious. So is the plan with the Sadiq Khan balloon, is it to make it a baby? Is that the plan?
Yeah, they're going to make it a baby. In fact, what was funny, Sadiq Khan was asked himself by Piers Morgan a couple of days ago on television, what if somebody made a giant pig balloon of you and made it look, you know, half like Sadiq Khan, half like a pig? Would that be allowed? You know, sounds pretty Islamophobic to me. Would he allow that? So the question remains, they haven't got approval for it yet. They're still waiting for all the funding to come in. So, yeah, they're going to have this big protest event. They're going to fly the Sadiq Khan baby balloon over the protest, and it's going to be huge. It's going to be way bigger than this one with no media coverage in comparison. By the way, this is like, Owen, this is like, you remember those Hillary Clinton rallies where CNN had the cameras really in tight on the crowd, so it looked like it was well attended. As soon as they drew back, the arena was like three quarters empty. That's the equivalent that we're seeing with
They couldn't even get baseball. They couldn't even get a full audience with LeBron James and Jay-Z. Nobody would even still show up to support Hillary. But hey, you know what? I gotta say, I think that they should, and maybe you can help, maybe you can pull some strings on this. I think they should change it. They shouldn't go with the baby. They should do Sadiq Khan, and they should dress him up like a terrorist with a bunch of blood on his hands and like a knife and stuff. That's what they should do. That's a way more powerful message, especially if you're going to have the victims of all the violent crimes speaking.
Yeah, you could do something where he's literally got blood on his hands because of the soaring violent crime, the acid attacks that have taken place under his watch. So they haven't designed it yet, as far as I know. They only started the project like a week ago. The money's still rolling in. So the design for the balloon itself, which is being called a balloon, it's not being called a blimp, but the design for it is still open. So that's definitely, would probably make more sense given the nature of the event.
Yeah, I think that would be really powerful imagery too, considering the messages that are going to be going on with it. So, but you've got the Trump protests going on in London today, and you've got the Tommy Robinson march happening tomorrow. I mean, this is people in London are really amped up right now, Paul. They're hitting the streets every day.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, there are some worthwhile protests and others not so worthwhile. The idea of protest now, you know, 20, 30 years ago, the idea of taking part in a giant mass protest was seen as something that was still quite rare, like 20, 30 years ago. Now it's literally every single weekend, okay? These aren't working class people. I was at the Remain protest for staying in the EU, you know, overriding democracy, ignoring the vote. It was all like old white people, like 60, 70 years old. It was very odd because, of course, the propaganda is, oh, young people voted against this. This is all a young people's movement. It really wasn't. But literally, it's become like a day out for these people. It's not just the fact they get to virtue signal and take the selfie for their Instagram feed or whatever. They literally bring like picnic hampers, make a day of it, meet their friends. This is like the new social activity, is to have yet another meaningless protest. And when you ask them what they're protesting against, like they did today, and I posted all the clips, they do not even know. It's a social event, it's a virtue signaling event, and it's pathetic. It needs to stop because they're really not having any impact. They don't know why they're even there.
Wait, is this your footage right here that they're showing? Is this you out on the streets with them?
That's not me. I tweeted that. It's basically someone yelling at a helicopter.
You need to get out there and question these people, Paul. Get into the arena, Paul Joseph Watson. Take them down. Take them face on. Crush their spirit.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized, my diabetes normalized, my sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all, but the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Joseph Watson is with me here, and it's incredible how much losing the left is enduring right now. I mean, you got to give it to them. They really can endure losing, and they just take it. Now, you see the response. They get rabid out there. They're getting violent. They're trying to stage events like a Trump baby balloon protest that turns out to be a massive failure. Let's pull up that image again. I mean, Paul, this is, it's actually laughable how pathetic this is. They build this up. It's good. Oh, it's going to be a huge balloon. Everybody will see it. It'll draw a bunch of attention. It ends up being like a 10-foot deal that can't even get above the smallest building. It kind of really, in a way, Paul, I think it's a representation of everything that they are. A bunch of loudmouth blowhards, and when it comes time to deliver, they can't.
No, precisely. And it's the way this was framed as well. They framed it as being like a satirical thing which was anti-establishment. That was the rhetoric that surrounded all this. So it's literally like some trust fund kid who comes from a rich political family who owns a £2 million townhouse in London who was behind this project organizing it. They got immediate approval from the establishment, They got a week of intensive establishment media coverage. Yet they were all over these same media networks. You know, he was on CNN, BBC, Sky News, whatever, saying this was an anti-establishment protest. No, it's not. You're not marching against the establishment. You're in with the establishment. You're flying the EU flag, the ultimate symbol of cronyism, the ultimate symbol of the establishment, okay? The entire raison d'etre of the Trump administration is taking on the deep state, is to be anti-establishment. So when you're marching against that, you put yourself directly in line on the same side as the establishment. And it's just the hypocrisy of it, Owen. It's like, it's in America, it's kind of more violent. You have people acting out, you have Antifa and stuff. Here in the UK, in London, it's more like some soppy, like, middle-class day out. They've got their picnic hampers. It's got to the point where it's basically now a fancy dress party to go out every other weekend in London and protest about whatever grave injustice has just happened next. But it's the hypocrisy. I made the point in my video. You know, we've had several visits from actual dictators to London over the past 3 years. The protests were absolutely minimal. So you can look at it and think, so what are you protesting Trump for? Oh, he said grab him by the pussy 13 years ago. Oh, my God, what a misogynist. Okay, so where were you when Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia visited the UK on a state visit, by the way, a full state visit? They didn't even give Trump a state visit because our government, our conservative in name only government, is so cowed, is so yellow bellied. They didn't even give him a state visit. They didn't even arrange for him to stay in London for any period of time. But when this Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia came a few months ago on a full state visit, the protests were absolutely minimal. Okay, this is a country where women have to have a male guardian follow them everywhere. They have to have male guardian approval to open a bank account, to travel anywhere, to do anything. You've got women in Saudi Arabia, there was another famous case of it just last week, I believe, being imprisoned and tortured for not wearing a hijab. Oh, but who are you going to be out on the streets protesting against because he's an evil misogynist? Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman or Donald Trump because he said grab him by the pussy 13 years ago? It's Donald Trump in their thousands, in their tens of thousands. You can look at, you know, Erdogan. He came to the UK a few months ago. We've got this narrative about Trump being a massive threat to freedom of the press, his anti-media rhetoric. It's dangerous. It's frightening. Meanwhile, Erdogan, a guy who literally jails more journalists than any other country on earth, visits the UK. This is a man who, before he even left London on his state visit, called journalists that he had imprisoned terrorists. While he was up giving a speech with Theresa May, literally called them terrorists. This is a guy who's eliminated over 100 media outlets in Turkey since 2016 by decree. He just says, shut it down, it gets shut down. You saw the footage in D.C., I believe, what was it, late last year? His goons beating up protesters in Washington, D.C. So again, this is a guy, an actual dictator, an Islamist dictator, who openly shuts down media outlets, openly imprisons journalists and calls them terrorists. He's a genuine threat to freedom of the press in his country. He visits London, visits the UK, protests, barely any. Oh, but Donald Trump said something mean about CNN a few times. 100,000 people on the streets. That's the level of hypocrisy. That's what really gets me every time with these virtue-signaling middle-class morons.
Well, but think about the optics of this. Let's flash forward, let's say 50 years into the future, and you're reading a history textbook, and it talks about the Trump protest with the baby balloon. Okay, think about what people are going to think. This is a group of mentally deranged lunatics. I mean, that's what these people are. It's like they don't even think, like, oh yeah, it'll be cool, it'll be funny, we'll have a Trump baby balloon. Well, what the hell does that even mean? You're the ones that are behaving like babies. So it's like, what, I mean, what are they even thinking? Like, what is the goal behind a baby balloon? Like, what is the message that you're sending other than I'm a deranged lunatic?
The goal, in their own words, was to hurt President Trump's feelings. I mean, not even in London at this point. He's not even in London at this point. Nobody could even see the balloon over the nearest building. So small. But literally that, but Owen, you know, he's Nazi. He's imposing a dictatorship. You know, we had President Xi Jinping of China visit a few years ago to London, again on a state visit. This is a guy who's literally trying to abolish presidential term limits. He jails his political rivals. He puts dissenters in prison. They're tortured to death. People who lived during the Mao era are now saying that this guy could be bringing that kind of level of tyranny back.
Oh, yeah, not the Chinese dictator that just got more power than Mao ever had.
Yeah. Yeah, and he visits, and who's out on the streets? Now, obviously, you know, I don't expect people to protest absolutely everybody who visits, but just have some intellectual consistency, for God's sake.
Whoa. How can they have intellectual consistency when they don't even have intellect, Paul?
Exactly. It's a tough one, isn't it?
But it's just the Trump balloon, it almost ended up being like a celebration of Trump, if you think about it. I mean, all these people came out, they're like, ooh, balloon, ooh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you also had Green Day. You remember the Green Day song, American Idiot? You know, it's like over 10 years old now. But they bought it, and so they made it go to number one in the UK charts. You read the lyrics of this Green Day song, which I remember from, you know, 10 years ago. The lyrics, can you hear the sound of hysteria, one nation controlled by the media? This is a song about how the media whips up hysteria and controls the nation with propaganda. The exact same rhetoric, the exact same narrative that Trump says at literally every rally he attends. So they made a pro-Trump song go to number one and thought that they'd owned Trump by doing so. I mean, the sheer lack of intelligence is shocking to behold.
You know, and that's kind of another story in and of itself, Paul, where, you know, you've got all these people in the entertainment industry that would have you believe that they're anti-establishment, you know, write lyrics about being anti-establishment, maybe say something about anti-establishment corruption in government. And then Trump comes along. He's the epitome of everything that's against the establishment, everything that's against the corporate fake news. And they hate him. I mean, it's like you know what's going on. You've called it out. And then Trump is everything that it's not. He's everything that fights the corporate mainstream fake news. And I don't understand it. Like, do they really not get it, or do they fall for the fake news, or are they owned by someone? I mean, how do you explain that? Because Green Day hates Trump, and yet they write about the fake news that jostles up all the hysteria.
Well, obviously they know, Owen, that as soon as they, even if they don't criticize Trump, which is, this is what Taylor Swift got heat for, you know, like 2 years at this point, for not attacking Trump, even if they just try to stay out of it, they know as long as they don't get on board with the rhetoric, with the narrative, their careers will be ruined. I mean, this is why we literally had to have secret societies of conservatives in Hollywood back a few years ago, before even those were disbanded, because they couldn't let slip that they were even conservatives. You know, James Woods, great actor, been in numerous massive films in the 70s and 80s, he basically can never work again in Hollywood now because he's a conservative. So they know that these people are savage and they will ruin your career if you dare step out of line once. Oh, but they're the tolerant ones. They've got intellectual tolerance. Again, complete double standards, but they know how the game works. They're not going to risk their precious careers, so they're supreme hypocrites every single time.
You know, and here's a perfect example. You bring up Taylor Swift. Let me just explain something. Let's just compare Taylor Swift and Cardi B. Cardi B, total establishment pawn, total Illuminati puppet, okay? She has to be anti-whatever to go with the message. Taylor Swift doesn't have to be. You know why? She writes her own music. She writes her own lyrics. She produces her own album, so they can't shut her down. Whereas everyone else in the media is run and operated by someone else. So that's what it's all about. That's why they can't beat InfoWars. That's why they can't beat Trump. That's why they can't beat Taylor Swift. We're self-made, bitch. Learn it, get it, and lose to it every time.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You have been lied to. My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best exposé on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them to the library, to give them to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.